This is Dr. C. I'm dictating from Westwood. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield. Nursing and Rehab Center. Patient's first name is Marie, M-A-R-I-E. Last name is Banish, B as in boy, E-N-E-S-H. Date of birth is 5/15/1928. Date of evaluation is 5/31/2022. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation, request for management of dementia, depression, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 94 years old female who was admitted here on 5/24/2022 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Patient was hospitalized with the complaints of diarrhea and weakness and inability to get up on her own. Period. She was diagnosed with the colitis. She's currently on Cipro and Metronidazole. She was admitted here on Zoloft 150 milligram once a day. Period. Patient minimized any complaints of sadness, depression, but her daughter-in-law was sitting in the room. Who reports that patient has been more depressed and tearful and was prescribed Zoloft by PCP. Daughter-in-law was wondering if Zoloft can be further increased. Patient was, however, very pleasant but confused during my evaluation. She did not know the name of this nursing home. She knew it's May and 2022, but she did not know who the current president is. She could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. She kept on stating, quote, "I'm stupid. Period, I make no sense," unquote. Patient had trouble recalling the name of daughter-in-law, K-K-A-Y, who was sitting in the room. She could not tell me who her husband is, but acknowledged that he is deceased. Period. Daughter-in-law reports that her husband died in 2017 and they were married for 60 years. Period. Daughter-in-law states that patient has been exhibiting cognitive impairment for the past couple of years. Social worker reports that patient will have 24-hour support when she goes home. Period. Patient denied any suicidal ideation, intent, or plan. No reports of any hallucinations. Period. No prior history of mental illness. Period. Review of system general, weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, non-reported, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, weakness, skin, non-reported, neurologic, forgetfulness, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment denied, prior to psychiatric hospitalization denied, prior to suicide attempts denied, prior... Social history, current relationship, widowed, number of children, 5, they two live out of state, current employment, patient could not recall what kind of work she did, but she believed that she did some kind of teaching for a year. X-Program Medical Record Lab diagnostic test view collection from in chart nursing and information from patient's daughter-in-law K-A-Y. Next paragraph under histories and habits, medical history. See medical history as reported HPI, surgical history not known, tobacco history denied, alcohol history denied, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medication MAR reviewed, Sertraline 150 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure 135 over 74, pulse 72, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, pleasant, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought processes, periods of confusion, associations, normal thought content. No thoughts of harm to self, others, reported perceptual disturbances, denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory recent impaired, patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Poor knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor sleep and appetite, sleep is fair, appetite somewhat poor. Next paragraph, allergies, no known allergies. Next paragraph, assessment plan, adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood, F43.23, plans continue, Sertraline as prescribed. Number two, unspecified dementia without behavioral disturbance, F03.90. Plan staff needs to anticipate patient's needs, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities, therapy, disposition, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. There are no indications for increasing Zoloft at this time. Period will follow with you. Procedure code 993-05 under supplemental administrative common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.